This is Common Sense Saving, Episode 3. Well, of course, we know common sense isn't always that common. Together, let's learn how to be frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to follow my journey and learn more about frugality and money management, please subscribe. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/3. If you're ready to start saving your money and building wealth, then you need to change your mindset about how you handle money. We've talked about the importance of creating a budget and some of the budgeting methods we can use. In this episode, we'll talk about some of the thoughts we have about money and how we can change them for the better. Know the difference between a want and a need. Sometimes something you really want can be staring you in the face at the store, and you may feel like you really need it right now. But do you really? Will that item benefit your life or make something easier for you? Any money spent on a want is money that truthfully doesn't need to be spent at all, but we are human and we desire gratification. If you really want something, then there are a few things you can do to obtain an item or a thing much easier and have it be less stressful on your wallet and your savings goals. Stay away from brand name items. Think about what you're buying. Now, this can be at a department store or the grocery store. Brand name items, for the most part, are generally overrated and overpriced. Now, I'm not saying buy low quality. I'm saying not to allow the name of some multi-million dollar company dictate what you buy. This can mean shopping secondhand for clothing or furniture, since a consignment shop or thrift store won't have the ridiculous department store prices. Or even shopping at an outlet store for clothing or household items can also be less financially stressful. Even when grocery shopping, picking store brand items over brand name items can help minimize your food budget. Know what you can afford. Just because you have just enough money in your bank account to buy that latest video game doesn't mean you need to buy it. Now, there are two sayings that I like to think of when changing my mindset about money. The first is, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Now, I know that can apply to like anything in life, pretty much. But just because you can afford that $100 item because you have $110 in your bank account doesn't mean you should spend all of your money on it. The second saying is, if you can't buy 10, then you can't buy one. Now, I've heard other variations of this same phrase, but if you can't afford 10 of the latest hit video game console or whatever, then you probably shouldn't buy one until you can. Now, this doesn't mean not to buy food when you're running low on money. Necessities are different than wants. Patience is key in all journeys. I know it sucks, but you don't really need the latest iPhone on launch day. Delaying gratification can do wonders for your budget. If you can survive without ever buying a specific item that you really don't need, then great. But if you really must have that latest toy or hot item, then I highly suggest to budget for your wants. There are a few ways we can approach this, and we discussed them in the last episode. There were the percentage budgets, the envelope budgets, and the zero-based budget that you can choose from. A quick reminder when budgeting for your wants. You can assign a percentage of your income to your wants, like the percentage budget. You can set aside an envelope with, let's say, $10 every month until you reach your goal, like the envelope budgets. Or you can add a category to your zero-based budget to allocate money every month until you reach that goal. You'll then be able to buy your wants guilt-free, knowing that you have the money set aside while you're still putting money towards your savings goals. Now, these are methods that I've used to help change how I think about money and handle money on a daily basis. I'd like to know what you do to help change your mindset about money. Please leave a comment below this post letting me know. Maybe I'll read some in the next episode if we get any. I know it's a brand new podcast, so if I do get some comments, great. If not, that's okay too. In all things, your mindset affects your outcome. Always keep your goals in mind and be mindful about your spending. And if there's one thing we can all afford to have more of, it's a little bit of common sense. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think it could help. Thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving. Making saving as easy as having common sense.